KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 73 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports a Ringgold County man was arrested Tuesday evening on two Ringgold County warrants for assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, bodily injury, false imprisonment, trespass, injury or damage greater than $200, and theft in the fourth degree. 24-year-old Mason Riley of Mount Air was taken into custody at a residence the 500 block of North Taylor Street in Creston at around 5:45 p.m. He was transferred to the custody of the Ringgold County authorities. Later that same evening, 40-year-old Kerry Porter of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of simple assault. Porter was subsequently released on a promise to appear later in court. And at around 10 a.m. Tuesday, Creston police arrested 41-year-old Dennis Smith at the Union County LAC for a probation violation and failure to appear on an original charge of fifth-degree theft. Smith was later released on $2,000 bond. An Iowa man is scheduled to go to trial September 22nd, charged with three counts of vehicular homicide in northeast Nebraska. 45-year-old Christopher Cox of Council Bluffs pled not guilty Tuesday in a Dakota City courtroom. Authorities say Cox's car ran off of U.S. Highway 20 west of Jackson, Nebraska last Thursday and struck a concrete creek barrier. He told officers he had swerved to avoid hitting a deer. Two of his passengers died at the scene, 57-year-old Connie Fauze and 9-year-old Espinosa Lara, both of Council Bluffs. A third passenger died later at a Sioux City, Iowa hospital, 10-year-old Jose Lara, also of Council Bluffs. Cox was treated for minor injuries. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday afternoon in Stanton. At around 3:10 p.m., a 2010 Chrysler van driven by 81-year-old Mansour Kia of Stanton was southbound on Broad Avenue, as a 2008 Chrysler Sebring driven by 17-year-old Michaela Fort of Red Oak was backing out of a parking space. Fort failed to see the approaching van. The car hit the van on the front passenger side, causing $5,000 damage altogether. There were no citations issued. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday issued its weekly arrest report. Officials said on June the 9th, 32-year-old Rodney Corson of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to investigate a burglary in the 900 block of Baldwin Street. As a result of a traffic stop, Corson was arrested and charged with burglary in the first degree, felon in possession of a firearm, and driving while suspended. And as a result of the ensuing investigation, Corson was also charged with delivery of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs, along with prohibited acts penalties. Also on June the 9th, 30-year-old Missy Jo Rothman of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication. On June the 12th, Harlan police arrested 19-year-old Justin Dickinson of Harlan after officers observed him riding a motorized scooter. Dickinson was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked. And on Monday, 51-year-old Randall Hess of Harlan was arrested when officers were called to the 2100 block of Lincoln Avenue for an altercation. As a result of the investigation, Hess was charged with assault for allegedly threatening a woman who was from Harlan. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday reported two recent arrests. On Monday, 22-year-old John Alexander Moorhead of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested at the Sarpy County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,500. And on Sunday, 39-year-old Edward Allen Blau of Henderson was arrested for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. Mills County Sheriff's Office said also a Glenwood woman was arrested on burglary charges Sunday. 24-year-old Cheryl Castillo faces burglary and attempted burglary charges. Her bond was set at $3,000. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday that a pickup truck that had been reported stolen Monday morning from outside of a residence in Creston was found damaged following an accident that took place a few hours after the truck was discovered missing. An investigation determined the 2004 F-150 driven by an unknown person was northbound on Umbrella Avenue when it went out of control prior to entering a curb. The vehicle entered the west ditch and rolled onto its side, sustaining $3,000 damage. The incident remains under investigation. The summer solstice, officially June 20th this year, will be celebrated on Saturday, June 25th, by the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn during the annual Sankt Hans Aften or St. John's Eve Festival. The official date of the Danish midsummer celebration, Sankt Hans Aften, is always on June 23rd. but the museum picks a Saturday near that date each year to hold its annual celebration. Free activities are scheduled all throughout the day and into the night for revelers. The events will be held rain or shine, although some may be moved indoors. The Museum of Danish America's festival culminates with a traditional bonfire at sunset around 9 p.m. But prior to that traditional piece of celebration, several complimentary and free and complimentary corresponding activities will take place. You can see the complete list of those activities on the same story under the news page at KJAN.com. The Museum of Danish America is located on the west edge of Elkhorn, 6 miles north of Interstate 80 at Exit 54. More information is available at danishmuseum.org. Elsewhere in western and northwest Iowa news, authorities say some docks were damaged and trees toppled by thunderstorms that passed through Iowa's Great Lakes region into the northwest portion of the state. No injuries were reported from Tuesday's storms. Brad Adams with the National Weather Service says winds hit 65 miles per hour, knocking down trees and power lines. Spirit Lake Fire Chief Pat Daly said a trailer at a center lake lost its roof and there were reports of boats flipped over and docks having been damaged. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.